Make it a commitment. As somebody said, when you are interested in something, you do it when you like. When you are committed to something, you do it whether you like or you don't like. Maharaj Ji says, be aware that God and Guru are with you and watching you all the time. So this kind of carefulness requires a great motivation and a great dedication. You need to have complete lack of carelessness and complete application to the task. This will come when you have a strong why, a strong reason motivating you. And the biggest reason motivating us is that the human form is a golden chance for the salvation of the soul. If we don't utilize it, we will go back. Haji Sahab, you are a human being in this life, what are you going to become in your next life? Ji, I'm going to become a dhobi ka gadha. My God, after the human being, you're becoming a dhobi ka gadha? You've gone that down? Yes, I did not utilize the chance I had. So the opportunity is tremendous, but the time span is limited. And that time is slipping out of our hands. You know, like you lift up sand on the beach and you find it is slipping out until nothing is left. So also is human life. We think, I've got so many years. But without realizing it, one by one the years go by. It was only a few years ago that you passed out of college. It was only a few more years before that that you entered school as a little child. How quickly the time has gone by. How quickly 2015 went by. Half of 2016 has also disappeared. And it's never going to come back. Did we make the best use of it? One moment that we wasted is one moment lost forever. Chanakya Pandit said, Sahanis tanmaha chidram samohaha savibhramaha yan muhurtam kshanam vapi vasudevam na chintayet. He says, what is the biggest loss in life? That moment which you don't utilize in remembering Vasudev Shri Krishna. And why don't we utilize? Carelessness. We know what we are supposed to do, but we don't do it because of carelessness. So that carelessness makes us waste, squander the opportunity. You see, when the motivation is there, the most challenging thing becomes easy. And when the motivation is not there, the smallest difficulty seems like an unassailable wall. So this motivation has to come. In other words, a deep hunger. There is the story of the three fakirs who went to the Badshah's palace. So the Badshah, he said, all right, we'll take care of you for the night. he asked the servants, get them to stay in that residence. The servants escorted the fakirs there. And due to some miscalculation, they gave one bowl of halwa to them. So the three fakirs between themselves had one bowl of halwa. They said, now how to divide it? They decided that let's do one thing. Let's all go to sleep now, and the one who has the best dream, he can eat the halwa. So they all went off to sleep. They woke up in the morning. They discussed, what did you dream? The first one said that I dreamt that Allah came to me and said that you are the next paygamber after Muhammad. I have chosen you. Wow. And they asked the second guy, what did you dream? He said, I dreamt that Allah said, I am coming in your form. You shall be my face upon the earth. Wow, that's unbeatable. He asked the third guy, what did you dream? He said, I dreamt that Allah told me, there's such wonderful, tasty halwa here. Why are you wasting your time? Why don't you eat it? So I went and I ate the halwa. In the same way, the opportunity is there. The graces are there. You have the human form, this is the first grace. You have hunger for God, that is the second grace. You have the guidance of a guru, that is the third grace. Jagadguru Shankaracharya has said, Durlabham trayamai dvaitat daivanugrahakarakam manushyatvam mamukshutvam mahapurusha sambhava. He says these are three special graces of God. The first is the human form. Everybody here has got that grace. The second is the guidance of the saints. That also we have got. The third is hunger. Hunger for the ultimate goal. Now you all have got it to a certain extent. That's why you have come here. But that one grace needs to be enhanced. In other words, the hunger has to be deepened. The deeper the hunger, the harder we shall endeavor. And the harder we endeavor, the more careful we will be.